that other you.
Yeah.
The one that's out there in the world is frantic.
Yeah.
Trying to manipulate and control the unknown. Not doing a very good job of
it.
Take a breath, just relax, and ask yourself, what is my purpose? Why am I here? For you to hear the voice of God, your creator, all through the day. It's possible to listen to your inner guidance without interrupting your regular activities in any way. There's a part of your mind that stays in constant communication with God. Whether you are aware of it or not, there's a part of you that's in constant communication with Source. But it's the other part of your mind that functions in the world. It's the other part of your mind that obeys the world's laws. And it's the part of your mind that obeys what the world has taught you. It's that part of your mind that's constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain. There's a part of your mind that is constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain. There's a part of your mind that gets constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain. And that's the part of your mind that functions in the world. That's the part of your mind that obeys what the world taught you. And there's another part of your mind that's in constant communication with love. Now, I can tell you the characteristics of the part of your mind that's listening to God. When you're listening to the truth, that part of your mind is calm, always at rest, and totally certain. The part of your mind that listens to God is calm, always, always at rest, and completely certain. It's really the only part of your mind that really exists. Now, the other part of the mind that functions in the world, that you, is a wild illusion. Frantic and distraught. Doesn't have any kind of reality, that part of you that is frantic and distraught. So I want you to try right now not to listen to the part of your mind that's frantic and distraught, constantly distracted, disorganized, and full of doubt. Try to identify with the part of your mind where the peace rules. Try to identify with the part of your mind where peace rules. Try to identify with the part of your mind where peace rules forever. Try to hear God's voice call to you lovingly. Try to hear the voice inside of you that reminds you that you haven't been forgotten by God. You haven't been forgotten. Nobody's forgotten you. So we're going to actually try to hear the voice of love reminding us of itself and of yourself. This is a very happy, holy thought. So we're going to with some competence, and knowing that with competence we're joining our will with the will of love. Do you know that what created you wants you to hear its voice? Don't you know that what created you gave you its voice to be heard by you? Listen in deep, deep silence. Be very still. Be very still. Be quiet. Be very still. And open your mind. Go past all the raucous streets. Go past all of your sick imaginings that cover your real thoughts. And these frantic, disorganized, fearful thoughts, they cover and hide your eternal link with God. So I want you to sink deep into the peace that waits for you. Beyond the frantic, riotous thoughts and sights and sounds of this insane world, you do not live here. You do not live here. We are trying to reach your real home. We are trying to reach the place where you are truly welcome. We are trying to reach God. Love, truth, abundance. So don't forget to repeat this idea very frequently. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Tell yourself that God's voice speaks to me all through the day with your eyes open, if necessary. But say it to yourself with your eyes closed when possible. Close your eyes and tell yourself, love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Whenever you can, close your eyes on the world and realizing that you are inviting your Creator's voice to speak to you. You are inviting God's voice to speak to you. You are inviting love's voice to speak to you. You are inviting the voice of peace to speak to you. So, silently, in your own words, tell yourself, God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to you all through the day. God's voice speaks to you all through the day. God's voice speaks to you all through the day. God's voice speaks to us all through the day. God's voice speaks to us all through the day. God's voice speaks to us all through the day. God's voice speaks to us all through the day. All through the day. All through the day. We're gonna do page 381.
Do it.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna finish up the section, the little willingness. How many of you successfully have a little willingness?
Yeah.
We pretty much we can do little, right?
Little handle.
No problem with little. Okay. We're going to take paragraph 4, page 381. Can I save you some time?
Please.
Okay. I've invested 27 years of my life into this one book. I might not know a lot, but one thing I'm familiar with is this book.
Yeah.
So either I'm deeply devoted or severely retarded. All I know is the more I read it and the more I do what it says, the better my life gets. So
yeah.
Since it worked, I kept on doing it. It's a radical concept. Okay. Because the promise is the truth will reach you in the form that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I trust that for all of you, that whatever your path is, you will find it. I'm just glad I found mine. I'm glad I'm not searching. I'm glad I'm not looking. It feels so good not to look and not to search. So, the holy instant doesn't come from your little willingness alone. So being happy doesn't come from your being willing to be happy by yourself. Being happy comes from you having a small willingness to be happy combined with the unlimited will of God. Being happy comes from your little willingness to be happy combined with the unlimited power of God's will. Anybody here? Anybody with me on that?
Yes.
Okay, it's not enough for you just to want to be happy. If that was enough, everybody would be.
Yeah.
Because everybody you talk to say they want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that goal is a very common goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing special about wanting to be happy. But what's missing is that most people don't know that it must be combined with the unlimited power of the will of love.
Mm-hmm.
which is what the course defines God as, love. Okay, so you've been wrong in thinking that it's needful to prepare yourself for God. Okay, it's wrong to believe that you need to prepare yourself for love. It's wrong. How many people do you know are busy preparing themselves?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Have you been busy preparing yourself? It's like getting ready for a date that lasts, and then getting ready to last a lifetime. Could you imagine that you're getting ready to go out, but you're getting ready for the date started when you were 1 year old, and you're still getting ready?
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. So the course tells us you're wrong in thinking that you need to prepare yourself for God. Because if you make arrogant preparations for love, if you make arrogant preparations for holiness, he says, you're going to believe it's up to you to establish the conditions for peace. The minute you tell yourself that you have to prepare yourself, he says, then you're going to come up with the conditions for it. You know,
sure.
The minute I say I got to have you, then I'm going to come up with all the conditions and things I think I have to do to have you. So the minute you try to prepare yourself for happiness, then you start coming up with your own rules for how it's going to happen, and you're not at that point listening to God. You're listening to your plan. Okay? So the conditions for your happiness has already been established by God. What's going to make you happy has already been established by what created us. The conditions for peace have already been established. The conditions for graduating from law school has already been established.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you what you're going to have to do to become a lawyer. You don't go to law school and say, this is what I'm going to do to become a lawyer. You don't say, this is what I'm going to do to be happy.
Okay.
Happiness has its own rules. Mm-hmm. Happiness has its own conditions. God has God's own conditions for peace. Have you noticed that? I'm just reading out of the book. Anybody who's following me knows that I'm not being creative. I'm just reading. But that's the whole point of the course, is that you won't hear the truth until you join. And the fact that we're all here together is why we can hear it. Nothing that I'm saying is difficult to hear. Now, what it's going to take to make you happy doesn't wait on your willingness. What's going to give you peace is not waiting on your willingness. The conditions for peace are not waiting on your willingness. The conditions to be a lawyer is not waiting on your willingness. The conditions to be a lawyer are there, independent of your willingness. This kind of blows my mind, because when I first woke up, started to wake up and got into metaphysics and got into the idea that thought was creative and got into the idea of the law of attraction, I thought it was all about me trying to come up with as many things as I could think of to try to create through my own will. Then I went to as many classes and workshops that I could go to that would empower my separated self's ability to take further control over its reality. Because anything you study that just tells you how to become a better person ain't taking you home.
Okay.
Because all it's doing is empowering your separated self and the idea that it's up to you to do it on your own, which is the plan that's opposite to the plan of God's, which is that we combine our small willingness with God's unlimited. Because we didn't create ourselves. We didn't create ourselves. You didn't create yourself. Something created us. It's like one of those obvious truths, but then, you know, we got all these scientific theories, and that's fine. For those of you who want to believe it's just some cosmic accident, that's cool. Because you know what? If something, whatever the truth is, whatever that might be, we're all going to find out what it is.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter what you believe. And it really doesn't matter what I believe. Because what's real is going to be the only thing that's left in your life and my life. You all know that. You have a real challenge. The only people left are your real friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's not, they're gone. They're out of there. That's what's so cool about being where we are, is that there's no way you can deceive yourself forever, because it's, you're ultimately going to always find out what's real. That's so cool. So then I don't care about what everybody believes. Then I don't have to try to change anybody's thoughts. And then I can focus on just accepting my truth for myself and accepting the truth for myself and living it. If you're busy trying to convince somebody else to do something, it's just because you don't believe in it yourself, and then you're trying to convince yourself. That's why when people are new to something, they usually, it's the new people that bring people to my class. It's not the people that's been here a long time. Because new people are just getting in touch with that idea, and they want to increase the power of that idea, so they share it with other people, and then they try to bring other people in with them. People who've been into something for a long time, they're starting to accept it for themselves, and the more they accept it for themselves, the less of the need they have to try to proselytize or get anybody else to do it. That's why people are very excited about anything that they've just gotten into, because they don't believe in it. Mm. So now they got to convince everybody else that they need to do it too. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and so they also attract the people to them that are the detractors and the ones that try to convince them that they are wrong automatically. Like when I first got into the course, I never attracted so many born-again Christians in my life. Yeah. They were coming from everywhere. Everywhere I go, somebody would try to convince me that what I was doing was opposite to the Bible and therefore was not right. Mm-hmm. Why was that happening? Because I had my own doubts. And so they were just mirroring my own doubts. And as I accepted the course for myself, they disappeared off the face of my experience. I don't even remember the last time that I got into an encounter discussion with anybody about my beliefs and them trying to convince me that they were wrong. I can't even remember. It used to be so common. But like the course is saying, I realized I couldn't prepare myself for happiness, and that the conditions for my happiness has already been established by that which created me, and my arrogant preparations for my happiness that I'm coming up with immediately made me try to set up all the conditions for my own happiness. And then that's why it never worked, because it was my plan.
Yeah.
It's so obvious and simple that it kind of smacks me in the face. Mm-hmm. Because God's plan couldn't fail. So it's no such thing as you following your divine plan for your life and having a sense of failure, because there's no way that the divine plan for your life could result in failure. Because it's divine. So it helped me realize every plan that ever failed to satisfy me simply wasn't God's plan. There's no way I could be in something that's dissatisfying and be in God's plan for me. I don't care what it is.
Wow.
So this is deep. Let's go on a little bit further. I'm so glad to get a chance tomorrow to have a chance to like get deep in this stuff. It's going to be a shakeout.
Oh.
But the ones that's left, we gonna go to some place. You know? It's gonna be a shakeout. You know? Yeah, everybody excited, you know. Everybody excited now, you know. Like until you realize it's not gonna be what you think.
Yeah, it's gonna be here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just there.
Yeah, it's gonna be here. Yeah, it's going to be here. Everything I do will be here unless I say otherwise. Pretty much everything I do is here.
Does willingness mean anything different than just willingness?
No. That's right. You know exactly what willingness means. And every time you try to figure it out, you know that's your ego trying to confuse you.
Well, some words mean different things, like forgiveness. You know.
Mm-hmm, but willingness, willingness simply means that you are willing to make it possible for you to be taught what the conditions of your peace are. I'm willing to be taught what are the conditions that will bring me fulfillment. What are the conditions that will bring me joy? I'm willing to be taught. That's what it says right here. Your willingness is needed only to make it possible to teach you what the conditions of your happiness are. So it's almost like I'm showing up going, okay, tell me the conditions for becoming a lawyer. I can't do them yet, but tell me what the conditions are. That's what we're doing in my classes. We're hearing about the conditions of our peace. Doesn't mean we can do it yet. And your capacity to hear it is in direct proportion to your capacity to let go of your plan. So the more invested you are in the way you see things, the less you can hear another way of seeing things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Course says, every time you fail, it makes heaven glad.
Yeah.
That's a what? He says, every time you fail, it makes heaven glad. It makes God glad. Then the Course says, well, why? Because you're one step closer to listening.
Mm-hmm.
every time you fail, you're one step closer to finally listening.
Yes. Ooh, wow.
So whenever I fail, I go, boy, I was one step closer yesterday. All day I was one step closer. I was weighing one step closer out yesterday.
Happy.
Yeah.
Every time you fail.
Yeah. All of a sudden you go, I failed, I'm closer. I used to go, I fail, let me make up another plan of my own.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I go immediately to another Earl plan.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I found out all my grievances was coming from people not acting out my plan, because I gave everybody in my life a role in my plan, and when they didn't act out my role in my plan, then I got a grievance, then I had to go and get psychotherapy. You go to psychotherapy so you can forgive people who didn't play their role in your plan.
Yeah.
That's just so funny, and then you think you're there to forgive them. So the Course says, if you maintain that you are, isn't it funny?
That's what they call it, psycho.
Psychotherapy. I mean, it's psychotherapy. And that's what, but the Course says, now the Course says this is all full of insane people.
Yeah.
That's all live here, is insane people who are learning how to like certain rooms in the insane asylum. And that's called my trip to France. You know, that's me going to a part of the insane asylum that I enjoy. I'm looking at the Eiffel Tower, but everybody still just as crazy as ever. Still think they're separate, still think they're alone, still think it's no God, still think it's about competition, still think it's about blaming, still think it's about... But we are now blaming in French. I love it. So when you take the Course, the reason why I'm going so slow is because the Course says so. It says, read me slowly. Don't you just hate it when people go too fast? You ever told anybody to slow down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what we're doing. We're slowing down so we can enjoy it more.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a Course quickie.
Wednesdays
are new hours. You know, it wasn't until I realized that God would always take care of me that I could start to truly be myself, because up until then I thought my ability to be taken care of was based on people liking me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So the Course says, if you maintain that you are unworthy of learning this, what? The conditions that would make you happy. He says, then you are interfering with the lesson. You're interfering with the lesson if you think you are unworthy of learning it. So if you think you're not worthy to be happy, you're interfering with the lesson. And when you're interfering with the lesson, it's whenever you believe you must make the learner different. So when you believe you must make yourself different, you are interfering with the lesson, because the lesson is for you to learn the conditions of your happiness. And the conditions of your happiness comes from accepting yourself as you are now. That's the condition for your happiness. So every time you try to make yourself different, then you're interfering with the lesson, because you are supposed to be accepting the lesson now, which is accepting yourself now, which is being willing to be taught what really would make you have ecstasy.
Mm.
Aren't you glad to hear that you don't have to continue to try to prepare yourself for God? Aren't you glad to hear that you don't need to make yourself different? You know why some people don't like that?
Why?
Because they think they're crappy and something's wrong with them. Mm-hmm. And if you told them that they didn't need to make themselves different, that means to them that they are being asked to stay the messed up person that they are. So they don't want to hear, you don't need to make yourself different because there's something wrong with me. What do you mean I don't need to make myself different? I'm unhappy, so therefore I need to make myself different. You see what I'm saying? And so the course is telling us that if you were to accept yourself as you are, then you could be taught that you can receive help right now, right where you are, however you are. You can be loved right now. The only person who couldn't love you the way you are right now is a person that doesn't love you, by definition. So if you're wondering who loves you, it's everybody that accepts you just the way you are right now. And the guy that had to start with me, you know, so I had to be like, okay, Earl, accept you the way you are right now, with all your so-called flaws and your perfections. This is the whole package. This is me. I'm loving me, which means I'm accepting me. And I'm going to allow myself to be taught the conditions of my joy. And I'm not going to interfere with God's will by trying to prepare myself for it. Because if I'm trying to prepare myself for it, then I'm going to try to establish the conditions that's going to give it to me. Which means I won't get a chance to learn what the conditions really are, because I go back to acting out my plan again. If you maintain you are unworthy of learning this, you're interfering with the lesson by believing that, who can say this with me? You must make the learner different. You did not make the learner, nor can you make the learner different. So the affirmation to get taught how to really be happy goes something like, I didn't make myself and I can't make myself different. I didn't make myself and I can't make myself different. Would you try to make a miracle for yourself and then expect one to be made for you? Would you try to make your happiness for yourself and then expect it to be made for you? How can it be made for you if you're trying to make it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is so good.
Yeah. Any comments about that? Any clarification about that? Everybody know what he's saying? Who can tell me? So they'll remember in their own words.
For me, because when you said I didn't make myself, I cannot make myself different. If you say that, I didn't make you. I cannot make yourself different.
Yeah, you didn't make me. You didn't make you, and you can't make you different. So you didn't make me, so you can't make me different either. You know something? My life has proven that truth. I can't tell you how many people I've tried to make different. It's an endless list. I told them everything they needed to do to be better. Just do, let me get, you good now, but let me tweak you just a little bit. Pull out Earl Purdy's tweak book, and we're going to see if we can't make you just a little bit better. And you know what? It never worked. Because you know what? I can't make them different. So a conscious being knows they can't make people different, and they can't change anybody. An unconscious person is so busy trying to change people. You know why? Because they don't have to focus on themselves.
Yeah.
That's why. It's a great way not to look at yourself.
That's the definition of
what?
The definition of no condition.
Yes.
And the whole world is no conditional.
I'm so glad that most people are not concerned about me. I used to be like, oh, I wish more people were concerned. I'm like, please don't nobody be concerned about me. You know, it's a trip. It's like
exactly. It just sounds just the opposite of what you would have told yourself another time. Because the people always screw the people up the most they're most concerned about.
Yeah.
It's never been the people who weren't concerned about me that hurt me. It was always the people that weren't. Mm. You know, in my lifetime, I've been hurt. I've allowed myself to be hurt much more by people I know than people I don't know in my lifetime. Actually, strangers, in terms of my whole lifetime, strangers have pretty much left me alone. What about you? Okay. I want you to sit and compare right now the number of people you've experienced pain with that you know. Would we say that's over 10 in your lifetime? Would we say 10? Come on, get with me. 10. You get at least that many?
Sure.
At least that many. How many of y'all have been hurt over 20 times since you've been born? Everybody raise their hand. Wake up back there. Don't look at me like that. Okay, then, how many of you all have been hurt over 10 times by total strangers? Mm-hmm. Physically hurt. I'm not talking about they hurt your feelings.
Oh.
Because you got control over somebody hurting your feelings. That's totally your responsibility. Right. Nobody can hurt your feelings unless you let them. Mm-hmm. So attack can only be physical. Attack is not emotional. That's a lie when people say to you, he emotionally abused me. You let yourself be emotionally abused. Because emotions come from interpretations. Feelings come from interpretations. So your feelings can't be hurt unless you give yourself an interpretation of a situation that hurts you. You have to tell yourself something to hurt your feelings. You know what I mean? I've often used the example in my classes. If someone called me nigger, they can't hurt my feelings unless that means something to me. Unless that's how I define myself, or I give that some kind of derogatory meaning. So, if I do get my feelings hurt, I hurt my feelings about that. If that word could hurt, then as soon as that word was said, all of you all would hurt. We'd all hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody threw some poison gas in this room, all of us passing out. It ain't gonna be no one of us interpreting where we don't pass out. Okay, what's real affects us all. What's not real affects some of us. That's deep, man. This book is so friggin' deep. That's deep. Take away the air, all of us pass out. So, whatever we're breathing, all of us are breathing it, and all of us need it for all of us to live. So we are that one, whatever it is, we're all breathing. We are that life force, we're all living. Take away the life force, the bodies fall out the chair on the floor. The bodies are not what you are. The bodies are not what you are. It's whatever this is that we are all consuming in order for us to have awareness and to be here right now. That's us. But because I didn't get my Christmas present, you're not going to pass out and die. Because my Christmas present is an illusion. You got laid off, nobody died. You died, nothing happened. You might die tomorrow. Maybe they'll say, Earl, he was a good old poor teacher. Might come to my funeral. Earl, he was really funny. Remember that time? 2 months from now, you went back in your experience. Uh-huh. You'd be moving right on. You know you would. That's because my death is an illusion. You ever want to freak out and see somebody that's really doing things, but they're making it seem like it's magic? Look at Chris something.
Angel.
Mind freak. So A&E. He's supposed to be a magician. See, beings that know how to do things that would blow our minds, they always go by the disguise of a magician. That way they can do what they can normally do, but we'll think it's in a trick, even though we can't figure out how they did it. So they get a chance to express the powers that we all have that we're not aware of without freaking us out, because we get a chance to interpret it in such a way that we won't freak out. Oh, he's a magician. I saw David Copperfield fly right in front of me one day. Now, I know what there wasn't any strings on him. You can see strings. If you're this close to me, there's no string in the world could be on you that I wouldn't see. But since that's impossible in my mind that she could levitate, then I convinced myself there's got to be strings, but I don't see them. Even though I just don't see them because they're not there. Because I've already defined what's possible. I've already established the conditions. So now the real condition can be revealed to me. So wherever you're miserable, wherever you feel like you're, if you're a person that's busy, 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 trying to come up with your plan, you're interfering with your happiness. But you're sure not guilty, and you're sure not sinful, and you're sure not bad for doing it. You're just wrong. You know, if I try to cook a cake on that speaker, does it make me sinful? No, it just makes me wrong. How do I know I'm wrong? Well, not a cake I've tried to make has ever worked. And you got those areas of your life where not a cake you've ever tried to make has ever worked.
Yeah.
So the Course is saying us, that's where you are trying to interfere with God's will. But you're not bad. You're just wrong. Yes.
Could you clarify the law of attraction and who you really are? You know, I mean, to accept, to begin to receive miracles?
Yeah. What you do in order to receive the miracle. What you are is not a body, and is beyond what can be described. But the conditions for you really knowing what you are, the condition of knowing that is your innocence and your peace. So what the Course does is that it tries to teach us how to get into the state of mind of innocence, because the once we let go of all guilt, all grievances, all sense of separation, that's the condition for recognizing what you are. And then what you are will reveal itself to you. But you can be sure that what you are is not temporary. What you are is not guilty. What you are is not unloved. What you are is not alone. What you are. You see what I'm saying? He says we learn what we are by learning what we are not. And that's why the Course starts out with, I am not a body. You know what I'm saying? I am not a victim of the world I see. That's why it does all that I am not stuff. But sometimes it drives people crazy who hung up in, well, that's a double negative, negative, double, triple negative, 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 double negative. You know, like, oh yeah, so the law of the universe is not going to work because I didn't pronounce it right. I used to be just like that. A person couldn't say nothing around me without me correcting them. Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say it that way.
Give that power.
You know, don't give that power. You know. And that's true. Don't give it power, but then don't fool yourself into thinking that what you are can be destroyed by a word. You think God is not going to support you just because you didn't use proper English? But a lot of people do. You know why? Because they think they create their reality. And since they think they're on their own creating their reality, they have got to make sure that they do it all right every second and keep every thought positive and never admit to weakness. Because if you do, you're going to create it and they lose their free mind. And you just watch them just go crazy right before your eyes. You know. I love it. I love it. So, let's go a little bit more, shall we?
Okay.
You merely ask the question, the answer is given. Seek not to answer, but merely seek to receive the answer as the answer is given. Okay, don't try to make the answer. Try to receive the answer. Stop trying to make your answers. And he's saying, start working on receiving. And the Course defines to receive as to accept. So when I hear the word receive, I can sometimes feel my resistance to the word, like, okay, how can I receive it? But when I substitute the Course's definition of receive, which is to accept, all of a sudden it becomes a lot easier. So seek not to make the answer, seek to accept the answer. Well, what is the answer? The answer is for you to stop interfering with your happiness by trying to make yourself different because you think you're unworthy. The answer is to take your little willingness and go, I'm willing to combine it with the unlimited willingness of God's will. Accept the answer that if you maintain you're unworthy, you're interfering with the lesson. Accept the answer that you didn't make yourself and you can't make yourself different. So a conscious being is spending all their time trying to remember the answer. It's like a combination to a lock. If you want to get back into the lock, you don't analyze the lock. You just hope you can remember the combination. Because if you can remember the combination, you can get in. We walk up to the lock and go, what's the history of this lock? Who's the manufacturer of that lock? How do you know this lock is really a lock? Well, what I learned about locks in this school of thought is different from what I learned about the lock. And my perception of the lock is better than your perception of the lock, and then y'all kill yourselves and don't stay locked up. The conscious being is going, let me remember, it's two to the left, two to the right, and one more time to the right. So that's all the conscious being trying to do. So when I do this, all I'm trying to do every day is remember what I'm being told. Remember. That's why I want to do the seminars. I want to join with other real Course students who want to remember what the conditions and hear what the conditions are and learn them and do them and support each other in doing them. It's not a seminar to work out your problem with your husband. I'm not doing therapy sessions. That's why I said it's going to be a shakeout. Because the people who need to fix it themselves are not going to last a minute. And they're innocent. But I'm going to end up with the people who want to remember with me. And we're going to go light years faster. I've seen it a lot of times in the last few years. I love it. I watch a group of people take off, and then Spirit shoots me into another situation to experience it again at another level. Wow. So now the core gang is going to come together. Yeah. All you have to do is go, I'm really miserable.
Serious?
That's all you have to do. Is go, I'm really miserable. In this area of my life, I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to try to cover it up. I'm not going to try to be positive about it. I'm going to tell myself the truth. I'm miserable and confused and disoriented and dissatisfied in this area of my life. I'm miserable. I feel miserable. Because the minute a person admits that, right behind it is their happiness. It's right on the other side of their honesty. It's right on us, it's waiting. Oh, you finally accepting yourself where you are now? Are you? Admitting how you really feel now? Are you? Are you no longer interfering with God's will by trying to make yourself different, by admitting that this is the way you feel right now? You're not trying to make yourself feel different about that? No longer interfering, huh? Oh, but you do think you're worthy to have an answer even though you feel unhappy? Well, good. You want to know what the conditions are? Yeah, cool. Oh, you're not trying to establish your own plan for a minute so I can tell you what's going on? Oh, great. In preparing for the holy instant, in preparing for the happy instant, don't attempt to make yourself happy to be ready to receive it. In preparing for the happy, holy, healing instant. Okay? This is how you prepare for happiness. Core style. don't attempt to make yourself happy. To be ready to receive it. Because if I'm not doing it, now I can receive it. Receive it. I can't give you something you trying to give yourself. I can give you something that I want to give you, but I can't give you something that you're trying to give yourself. Does that make sense? I'm trying to give Bonnie a gift. She can't receive it from me because she's busy trying to make the gift for herself. So he's saying, okay, to prepare yourself for the healing, what you do is you don't make any attempt to make yourself healed in order to be ready to receive a healing. Because if you try to heal yourself in order to receive a healing, you're confusing your role with God's. That's the Creator's role, is to heal you. Love's role is to heal us. So if I try to heal me, I'm doing a job that I'm doing somebody else's job. Okay? So, atonement, which means your healing, cannot come to those who think they must first atone. The healing can't come to those who believe they must first heal themselves. When I read the course, I understood perfectly why I had had some unhappiness in my life. Because I wasn't obeying any of this. Mm-hmm. And neither was nobody that I knew. Almost everything I've heard today is not what I normally do. As a matter of fact, a part of me sees it as impossible. Oh, then if you see it as impossible, then you realize you can't do it on your own? And is it the realization that you can't do it on your own? Isn't that how you allow God to function in your life? Yes. So the more you think it's impossible for you to do this, the more open you become to help. Yes. So don't let your feeling that it's impossible depress you. The fact that you think it is impossible is your guarantee now that you're going to be made happy.
Yes. All right.
I've been making, you know, big changes in my conscience. It's just amazing how many people that not in my life that used to be in my life. Anybody else having that?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how many. I mean, I could just go back 3 to 6 months ago, and it's just amazing how many people that's not around me now that used to be around me. You know, it's like it's, I love how we come together, learn as much as we can from each other at the time, and then appear to separate, and we were to realize that's the normal way for relationships to do. We wouldn't be walking around feeling like we can't keep relationships. When the only thing that really happened was that you learned as much as you could from that person at that time, and it was in divine order that you both go your separate ways. Mm-hmm. And so that would be the end of guilt about can't maintain a relationship. You've always had every relationship in your life as long as you were supposed to. There's never been a relationship that you've had that's lasted any longer than it was supposed to. You've never had an unsuccessful relationship. Ever. You didn't need to be with that person 1 second more. Thank God they're gone.
Yes.
That's what you say if you were conscious. You go, thank you, God. Thank you, God. We learned it good. Mm-hmm. And you know you probably learned it to the greatest extent of his learning if it's gotten a physical violence. Physical violence is a result of keeping the lesson going longer and keeping the relationship going too long.
Whoa.
You learn as much as you can from the person, but you're insisting on sticking around for punishment.
And sometimes I forget and call them back up to remind
them. Oh, I beg them to come back. I was like, please, baby. Baby, give me one more chance, baby. Come on, baby, just one more chance, baby. Come on, I know we never get along, and all we do is suffer, fight, and argue. We call the police, my kid died. I was looking at the view the other day, and this lady was sitting up there with the guy that had blinded her and threw lie in her face. And yeah, the movie was based on this couple, you know. And he got jealous, and he hired somebody to throw lie in her face and blind her. And he went to jail for 14 years, and when he came out, you know, she married him. So she hadn't quite had enough. But she loves them unconditionally in her own mind, so guess what? They seem completely peaceful to me. They was like holding hands the whole time on the show. And the interviewer asked her, said, hey, you know, how in the world can you be sitting up here with him, you know? And she said, well, he really helps me out right now. Oh, you mean you being in the now? I was like tripped out. She's being in the now? She's actually only dealing with the way he's treating her now? And it was like inconceivable to people who live in the past. People who live in the past can't conceive of forgiveness because forgiveness is releasing the past. So people who can't release the past can never understand those who forgive. And she wasn't in the past with him. She was in the now with him. And it was like blowing everybody's mind. But the now was where her happiness was. And she was happier than the people who were thinking she was crazy. Which was funny. She was the one content. They were more upset about him blinding her than she was. As if they cared about her. It was just they were putting themselves in her position, and they were having the reaction that they would have if somebody did it to them. And that's how you can tell how people are. People are the way they react to others. Watch that. So the last sentence, I'm going to do the last two sentences. The healing cannot come to those who think they must first atone. But the healing comes only to those who offer the healing, nothing more than simple willingness to make way for it. So healing comes to those who are willing to make way for it. Love comes to those who are willing to make way for it. Abundance comes to those who are willing to make way for it. The purification or the healing is of God alone and therefore not of you. Rather than seek to prepare yourself for God, rather than to try to prepare yourself for happiness, the Course says, try to think this way. So here's an instruction. Say, okay, what do you do, Earl? You say, I who am host to God am worthy of God. Now, you can also substitute the word love, but I'm going to say it the way it is first and then come back and use love. I who am host to God are worthy of God. God who established God's dwelling place in me created it as God would have it be. It is not needful that I make it ready for God, but only that I do not interfere with God's plan to restore to me my own awareness of my readiness. Here's God's plan again. God's plan is to restore to you your own awareness of your readiness, which is eternal. I need add nothing to God's plan, but to receive God's plan, I must be willing not to substitute my own in place of it. That's the prayer. I who am host to love am worthy of love. Love, who established its dwelling place in me, created me as love would have me be. It is not needful that I make myself ready for love, but only that I do not interfere with love's plan to restore to me my own awareness of my readiness, which is eternal. I need add nothing to love's plan, but to receive it, I must be willing not to substitute my own plan in place of it. I'm going to stop here. So just take a moment. Some of you probably feel weary, sleepy, unconscious, wonder what the hell were you doing here. Some of you feel invigorated, empowered, like you're on the right track, like you realize the direction to go in, and you want to receive and remember the combination more. Those are the only two responses to the truth. Either you receive it or you analyze it. So just let yourself be with the idea for a moment that you could possibly be loved and helped and accepted and made happy just for where you are right now, from the person you are right now, who you are right now. Even though you may not understand that, even though you might have a lot of reasons why that couldn't possibly be true, just for a minute, just entertain the idea just for a minute that it might be easier than what you've made it up to be. That you might be loved more than you could imagine that you are loved. That just maybe there could be an answer that works that you didn't think of. And you're willing to let that answer work in your life, even though you didn't think of it. So be it. Everybody wins. Everybody wins. Everybody wins. Tonight, just focus on the idea that it's not needful for you to prepare yourself, and you do that by recognizing that you could be taught the conditions of your happiness right where you are right now. That all the help you need can reach you right where you are right now. And you want to say to your higher self, I am willing to be taught. 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 I am willing to be taught the conditions of my happiness. I am willing to be taught the conditions of my happiness. So we're going to complete it on the prayer one more time. So just let yourself hear it. I who am host to God, love, am worthy of it. God who established God's dwelling place in me, created it as God would have it be. It is not needful that I make myself ready for God, love, happiness, but only that I do not interfere with God's plan to restore me. The only thing that I need is that I do not interfere. I do not interfere. I do not interfere with God's plan to restore to me my own awareness of my readiness. Restore to me my own awareness of my readiness. Restore to me my own awareness of my readiness, which is eternal. I need add nothing to the divine plan, but to receive it, to receive it, I must be willing not to substitute my ego, fearful, manipulative plan in place of it. I must be willing. I am willing not to substitute my plan. 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 I'm willing not to substitute my plan. I'm willing to let go of my plan, which is that there's something wrong with me, and I've got to fix it on the outside. I'm going to let go of my plan of not accepting myself and all my feelings as I am now. I am the holy child of God. You're beautiful. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And I want you and your loved ones to be surrounded by peace and safety always.
I'll see you next time, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah. So go play.
Okay. Yay.